Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India Meteorological Department said the landfall process of severe cyclonic storm Dana, which commenced 5 minutes past midnight last night on the Odisha coast between Bhitarkanika National Park and Dhamra Port, has now moved across the northern Odisha and West Bengal coasts. Bhubaneswar Met Office sources said the landfall started with the entry of the outer cloud mass of the system and wind speeds reached 120 kilometers per hour when the cyclonic storm entered the land. The cyclone maintained its intensity as a severe storm for 3 to 4 hours before weakening into a cyclonic storm. Local authorities are on high alert, implementing emergency response measures to safeguard residents in at-risk regions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will co-chair the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC, in New Delhi today. Chancellor Scholz arrived in New Delhi last night on a 3-day visit to India. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. Both the leaders will also hold bilateral talks today to discuss enhanced security and defence cooperation, deeper economic cooperation, green and sustainable development partnership, and collaboration in the area of emerging and strategic technologies. Both the leaders will also address the 18th Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 2-day visit to Chhattisgarh from today. She will grace the second convocation of AIIMS Raipur today. The president will also grace the 14th convocation of NIT Raipur and visit the Purkhoti Muktangan at Naya Raipur. Tomorrow, the president will grace the 4th convocation of IIT Bhilai. She will also grace the 3rd convocation of Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Memorial Health Science and Ayush University of Chhattisgarh at Raipur. Filing of nominations will end today for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. 748 candidates have so far filed their nominations. Chief Minister Hemant Soren filed his nomination from Barhet, while opposition leader Amar Kumar Bauri filed his nomination from Jandan Kyari seat. Assembly Speaker Rabindranath Mahato filed his nomination from the Nala seat. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 28th of October, while candidates can withdraw their nominations till the 30th of October. In Maharashtra, Congress has released the first list of 48 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections. Senior party leader Prithviraj Chavan will contest from Karad South Assembly seat and Vijay Balasaheb Thorat will contest from Sangam Ner. Leader of opposition Vijay Vaddat Tiwar will fight from Brahmapuri seat. State Congress President Nana Patole will fight from Sakoli Assembly's constituency. Congress has also declared 7 more names for the upcoming assembly elections of Jharkhand. K.N. Tripathi will fight from Daltonganj and Nishat Alam from Pakor. Justice Sanjeev Khanna has been appointed as the next Chief Justice of India or CJI. Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said in a tweet that President Draupadi Murmu, after consultation with CJI D.Y. Chandrachur, has appointed Justice Khanna as CJI with effect from 11th of November. Justice Khanna is currently the second senior most judge of the Supreme Court. He will become the 51st Chief Justice of India. Justice Khanna is due to retire on the 13th of May 2025. On to sports now. In chess, Indian Grandmaster Arjun Erigaisi crossed the 2,800 ELO rating mark with a win at the ongoing European Chess Club Cup in Serbia. The 21-year-old Erigaisi has become only the second Indian after the legendary Vishwanathan Anand to achieve this milestone. Erigaisi reached this feat by defeating Russian Grandmaster Dmitry Andreykin with white pieces in round 5 of the tournament yesterday. Following this victory, he moved up to the world number 3 ranking. ELO ratings are a standard measure of the strength of chess players. An Indian women's hockey legend Rani Rampal announced her retirement yesterday, marking the conclusion of an extraordinary career since making her debut at just 14 years during the Olympic qualifiers in Kazan in 2008. She has played in 254 international matches and scored 120 goals, becoming the youngest woman to represent India at the senior level in hockey. And that is the end of this news bulletin.